whispering to you, Father God. You're messing with our religious mindsets. You're messing with our religious perspectives and thoughts and how we've been programmed over our lives, Father God. And Lord, I choose to just release all those old religious ways, those religious mindsets and heart sets, Father God. I choose to go deeper into your heart, deeper into the mysteries of the kingdom, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're awakening us to new levels in you, new understandings, new mysteries being revealed, new revelation in our heart and our life, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're having your perfect will and your perfect way in our lives, Father God. Lord, not that we're seeking out something new and mystical in a wrong sense, Father God, but we want to know you in a depth that we've never known you before, Father God. We want to know you in a depth that we've never experienced before, Father God. We want what is not the norm, Lord Jesus. We don't want to settle for less, God, but we want more of you, more of your heart, deeper into you, Father God, deeper into where you want to take us, Father. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're showing us the way, that you're preparing our hearts, Father God, that you're creating that hunger within us. Father, we wouldn't even want more of you if you hadn't placed that desire within us, Father God. We wouldn't be seeking and pursuing you if you first wasn't seeking and pursuing us, Father God, to know you more, if you hadn't placed that desire and that longing within us. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I just want to release a little something here. I'm not going to go into any teaching or anything, but I just want to release something over us. I just thank you, Father. I just thank you, Father. In Isaiah 6, it says that in the year that King Uzziah died, he says, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. If we could just get that wrap our minds around, we could never wrap our minds around, but our heart of just what it was to see the Lord sitting on a throne, to be in that magnificent place of being high and lifted up, seeing him high and lifted up, and the very train of his robe that fills the temple, that is his fullness. The fullness of all he is, that the fullness of our inheritance, the fullness of his glory that he just wants to fill us with. We are that temple. We are that temple that he wants to fill us with. You imagine the train of all that he is. The train, as you would see a majestic gown walking through a building, and the train could be feet long that fills the aisles and fills and runs over into the chairs and the things as it's walking down the aisle. It's how Christ just wants to fill us and overflow us and take up all of us, leaving nothing, leaving no room for anything else. We are that temple that he wants to walk through. And he wants the robe and the train of his glory and all that he is to fill us. He says, above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. The seraphim, we've said, the seraphim want to come. He wants to send his fiery ones, his holy messengers of fire unto us. When we remember reading in Acts, when it says that when they were filled with us speaking, when they were filled with the Spirit, speaking with tongues was just the evidence of what happened. What happened, there was wings of fire, messengers of fire that came and set upon them. They didn't know how to explain it. They said it just looked like tongues of fire on them. They didn't know what to explain it was. Heavenly host, fire, seraphim. I feel like it's the seraphim that came and set upon them. They are the fiery ones that set before the throne. They had an encounter. They had a throne room encounter on the day of Pentecost when the flaming ones, the messengers of fire, came and sat upon them and rested upon them. They were filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the fullness and the glory that was in the throne room, that surrounds the throne room. The messengers of fire came and sat upon them. Speaking in tongues was just evidence of what happened. But the big subject was that the fire came. The glory came. The seraphim came. They brought the fire. And they cried out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And the whole earth is full of His glory. He wants to fill this earthen vessel with the glory of the Lord. He says His kingdom on this earth, in this earth, in this earthen vessel. He wants to fill us with all that He is, the likeness and the glory and His fire. He wants to fill in this very earthen vessel. And it says the posts of the doors were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke, the very smoke, the glory, the atmosphere, the contain, it couldn't even contain who He was, that the very post of the door shook. We are a gate unto Him. We are that door. Christ is that door, and we are in Him and one in Him, and we are a door into that. And we would not be able to even contain the glory and the atmosphere and the fire of who He is, to the point of even shaking. God, shake me at my very foundation. Shake everything that I thought was truth. Shake all the religious teachings and religious doctrines and religious theologies within them. Shake them, Father God. Break them off. Release them from my life, Father God. Shake up everything, Father God, and fill me. Let the train of Your glory fill all that is who I am. To the point that Isaiah cried out and said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Father, open our eyes, that we may behold You and look upon Your glory. Father, we cry out that we have an encounter with the fire, the living fire, eternal flame that sets before the throne, Father. We want to have encounter with the fire, the messengers of fire. Send Your seraphim, O God. Let the flames of fire burn within us. Burn out everything that's not like You, Father God. As Isaiah even cried out and had that revelation that He is undone. He's a man of unclean lips. He is a man surrounded by people and a generation of unclean lips, Father God. Shake off, burn out all of that within us, Father God. We want to be like You. We want that glory manifestation revealed in us. The very glory and the fire of the Lord to set and rest upon us, O God. Renew in us. Burn out all of that uncleanliness, O God, in us. Burn out everything that doesn't look like You, Father God. Have Your way in our heart and our life, Lord Jesus. Prepare us, O God, to be that resting place for You. As You're seeking for a resting place, seeking for a resting place, O God. Burn that flesh within us, O God, and open our eyes. Awaken us to the truth, O God. Awaken us, O God. And verse 6 says, then one of the seraphim flew to me, one of the burning ones that stands before the throne, who contains the fire of God, who burns with the very living fire of God, flew to Isaiah, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the tongs from the altar. God has called us to come and lay ourselves down on an altar before Him. He says, lay yourselves down on this altar. Bring yourself, be that living sacrifice. Let the living flames of fire come and burn out everything within us. Take us, O God, into Your courts. When we look through the word, anytime coals usually is mentioned, it's referring to, and it's relative to the fact that it's bringing some sort of judgment, that it's bringing some sort of verdict. It's giving us a picture of the courtroom. And this is actually a picture of Isaiah being in the courts of the Lord. And the seraphim coming, and part of the accusation that he was hearing was verse 5, where he was saying, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. He was coming as he was brought into the courts of the Lord, and he was seeing his impurity. He was seeing his filthy rags. He was seeing who he was. The fire was revealing this, and he chose. The seraphim come, and he said, I come, and I bring the coals from the altar, that place of judgment, that place where the Lord says, I want to bring you to that place of the judgment seat. I'm bringing you to that place of the judgment seat. Recognize where we're walking in this season right now. Recognize where we're at. It's not a bad place that we come before the judgment seat of Christ, because it's a place of cleansing. It's a place where the fire comes. It's a place where the coal can come and burn out all the uncleanliness within us. Because 7 says he took that stone, he took that burning stone, that coal from the altar, and he touched the mouth. He said he touched my mouth with it. Behold, this has touched my lips. And he said your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. This is part of the finished work of the cross, but we're seeing a picture of what goes on. We continue to walk out that finished work of the cross. We have to be awakened to the fullness of it. We could spend our life being caught up in religious doctrines and theologies and works, or we can just come and stand before the throne and say, yes, I am one of unclean lips, filthy rags. Confess your sin before him as we come before the judgment seat. We can do this on a daily basis as we're dying to flesh. Every time that little bit of something of the flesh rises up, we can choose to deny it and try to do some kind of works to make us feel like we're righteous and we're accepted and whatever. Or we can get an agreement and we can say, yes, that's sin in my life, and confess it as sin. Eventually, I want to teach deeper on this, but I just want to touch on it today. Our lips doesn't mean these lips right here. When you look at that, it means our language. Our language. He says, I come and touched Isaiah's language, his bloodline. It touched the language of his bloodline. It went back, because iniquity is generational sins. So he went back and he touched the language that caused him to fall into generational traps. And he says, I want to take this iniquity and purge it from you. So Father, as we see this picture of the courtroom, Father God, and where you're taking us, and the cleansing that you're wanting to walk us into, and the laying down of our flesh and the dying to our flesh, and the fire of God that you want to release in our lives, Father, as we cry out, Holy Spirit, send your messengers of fire to us, that we recognize where we're walking. We recognize where we're treading, Father God, that we're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. And it's not a scary place to be, as we've been taught in religion, but it's a place that we come to be cleansed. It's a place that we come for the fire to burn out all of the chaff and all the things that are impure and unclean and unlike you, God. And we surrender to it. Touch my lips, O God. Touch and cleanse my generational line, my bloodline, God. Anything that stands in the way of me being like you. The sins of our fathers, Father God. You've made a way of escape, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that they will not be judgment against it, but you have come to cleanse us of them, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Do a new work in us. Do a new thing in us, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. Have your way in our life and our heart. Have your way, Holy Spirit. As we get free from religion, as we're set free from the spirit of religion, and we start walking into a freedom that's found in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. For where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I thank you that we give place to you, Holy Spirit. We give place to you, O Spirit of the living God. And we thank you, Lord, that freedom comes into our life, that we're no longer bound by religion, no longer bound by man's doctrines, Father God, but we walk in complete freedom in our lives, Father. Open our hearts and open our eyes that we may see as Isaiah saw, the King high and lifted up. That we can experience the very shaking of the doorpost of our heart, Father God. Of the very temples of our hearts, Father God. And that the smoke of the fire of the glory of the Lord may fill us to overflowing, that the very train of the glory of the Lord may fill the very temple, this earthen vessel, God. Have your way in our hearts, life. Have your way in our hearts, O God. Begin a new work in us, O Lord. You said you will complete that which you have started in us, Father. I thank you as we press forward. As we press forward into new territory, as we're walking on this unknown path, Father God, that is new to us because we've walked in religion so long, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're leading us, guiding us, a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path, and you are showing us the way along this unknown path. And sometimes it may hurt. And sometimes it may seem like it's getting off course. But Father, you will always lead us back to your word and your truth. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are our plumb line and our guideline. And you lead us into all truth. I trust you, Father, that you're big enough to cover us. Big enough to keep us from straying off to the left or the right. Or to falling off to the wayside, Father. But you cover us as we ask for bread. As we ask for life and that fish. Oh God, we're not going to find a serpent or a stone. But you will lead us into all truth. Thank you, Jesus, for more awakening. Awaken our hearts, O God, and stir within us a new hunger and passion and a desire for the deeper things, for the more intimate things, to be caught up in raptures in you, O God, to be caught up into the heavenlies in you, Lord Jesus. Father, we don't say that any of this is impossible. God, we believe. We believe for the impossible. We thank you, Lord, that you're walking us into supernatural times, into supernatural things, God, to encounter the depths of the heavens. Father, we've only begun to know the culture of the kingdom of heaven, of what it's like to be in heaven. Father, this is for us now, here and now. Here and now, not in the sweet by and by. Not when we die and go to heaven. It's for here. It's for now, Father God. It's our promise. It's our birthright. And I thank you, Lord, that we start walking in the supernatural signs and wonders, oh God. We start walking people say, is it biblical? We start walking in the acts of the acts. Of the apostles. We start walking in the things that Isaiah saw, that Ezekiel saw. We start walking into the supernatural acts of Paul and Peter. Father, we start walking into these wonderful signs and miracles that you have for us, God. And we don't count it off as something in the future, but it's a now thing that we can have. Awaken our hearts. Awaken our slumbering and sleeping hearts to the truth, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, that you stir up a heart of expectation in us, oh God, that we're expecting the supernatural. We're expecting to encounter the host of heaven. We're expecting the messenger of fire to come to us. We're expecting angelic encounters. We're expecting Holy Spirit encounters. We're expecting supernatural signs and wonders. We're expecting miracles in this place, that we're expecting healings and wholeness in this place. We're expecting people to come in and be changed, Father God, that we quit saying, oh, it won't happen here, that we quit expecting nothingness, that we quit expecting doubt and unbelief, Father God, but we trade it, Father, for the kingdom, for the culture, for the likeness of heaven, Father God. What is it like in heaven? They walk in wholeness. They live in wholeness. They have great faith. They're full of wonder. They're full of expectation. They're full of joy. They're full of strength. They're full of love, compassion. Let's start walking in what the culture of heaven is like, Father. Place it in our hearts. Birth it within us, Father God. Let us cast aside this old fleshly nature that wants to be like the image of the earth, and the image of the earthly man, Father God, and we trade it. I trade it in. I want to be like heaven. I want the culture of heaven, the likeness of heaven, the character of heaven. I want to be like that persona of who I am in the heavenlies, of who my spirit man knows that he is, Father God, of that kainos being, Father God. I want to be like that new creation man that you said has already been done once I accepted Jesus into my heart. I want to have the persona of that new creation man. I want to have the character and the nature of that new creation man. That I'm walking around and people wouldn't think that it's odd that I walk around believing for the supernatural. That I walk around with a mindset and a perception from the kingdom of heaven. They wouldn't think that to be odd and unusual. But they would think it to be odd and unusual to walk around looking like the world and smelling like the world and acting like the world and talking like the world. Full of doubt and unbelief and sadness and hopelessness and lost. Oh, Father, change our hearts. Let us see how deceived we are, God. And let us, when we come together, be full of your likeness and your glory and your mindset and your nature, oh God. You're changing us, God, for a new thing, a sacred dance with you, Father. Birth it in our hearts tonight, Father, that when we leave this place, we recognize what you're doing in our hearts, Holy Spirit. That you're wanting that new creation man to come forth and step forth. We're supposed to be clothed in our spirit. Clothed in our spirit. Our spirit's not supposed to be tucked away inside this fleshly man. But we're supposed to be clothed in our spirit. What Paul was saying, I want to be feather clothed. I want to be more clothed with that heavenly tent. With that heavenly house. Oh, Father. Open our eyes and open our hearts for the sacred dance that you've called us to. Jesus, let this night be a new beginning for each one of us. It doesn't matter if every night's a new beginning, Father. Sometimes when I wake up in the mornings and I say, it's a new beginning, it's a new day. All the old has passed away. And this is a new day with you, Father God. And I let go of everything of yesterday. And it's a brand new day with you, God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that we let our new creation man clothe us. And we begin walking out of that nature and that likeness. I've said before that we are ever seen and we are ever hearing. Our spirit man, our kinos man, sees continually in the heavens. Hears continually the conversations in heaven. Knows who he is. We're sons. We're sons of God. There's not male nor female in the kingdom of heaven. And I thank you, Father God, that we start tuning into that. That we start listening to that. We start casting down the imaginations of the fleshly man. And we sanctify our imagination, Father God. And we choose to set it apart, Father God, to be like you. To be like you. I thank you, Jesus. I want to share something that the Holy Spirit shared with me when I've been meditating upon being in the throne room and the accusations that the enemy brings to us. The word says that he's in Revelation that he's going to and forth in the world and he's seeking those that he can. He's seeking and he comes and he stands before the throne because he wants to accuse us daily. It says he comes and accuses us daily. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I have to find the right one. I get woke up in the nights and the morning hours and I write down all these things. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Here it is. One thing the Holy Spirit shared with me with our thought life and how we think and our perspective and our imagination and whatever. When you're thinking bad thoughts, and you're having negative things going on. I want to just share this with you because I want this to be, I pray this will be a revelation to you to recognize because our spirit man, we're seated in heavenly places. We're hearing all the time. And sometimes we don't realize we're hearing. So when you hear or you're thinking bad thoughts or negative thoughts, what's really happening, if you're hearing it about yourself or about somebody else, this is what the Holy Spirit, you're actually hearing the accuser. You're hearing the accuser. He stands before the throne. He will come and present himself before the throne, and he accuses the brethren daily. So whether it's about yourself, so think about this next time you have negative thoughts about yourself or about somebody else. You're hearing the accuser. You're hearing. See, we think, how can I hear? How can I? We're hearing, we just don't realize it. We have to be awakened and conscious that we're hearing. So don't get in agreement with those negative thoughts. Because when you're doing that, you may not even realize that the enemy's accusing you, and you're coming alongside, and you're testifying against yourself in the courts, and you don't know it. Because you're giving your own witness, and you're agreeing with the accuser, which what you're doing is you're delivering a testimony against yourself. So when you hear those negative thoughts and those bad things about yourself or about your loved ones, your family, your children, your husband, whomever, don't get in agreement with that. Recognize. Now, it may take you a little while to recognize what's going on. I ask Holy Spirit that you will quicken our hearts, that from now on when we think a bad thought, we hear a bad thought, we think a bad thought about somebody else, that we recognize, I decree and declare of us, that we recognize that we are hearing the accuser who is accusing the brethren and he's accusing us. and we don't get in agreement with it, and we don't build up a testimony against that person or against ourselves. Would you go to court and testify against yourself? No. Let's don't testify against ourselves or our brethren. What we can do is take a declaration. This is why I'm so big about decrees. Take a declaration, a testimony, and release that. You can take the opposite of what you are hearing, that accusation, and make a declaration, a verdict, a testimony. And God will take that testimony, and He'll say, I hear the testimony of my believer, and the blood covers their testimony. Don't get in agreement with the accuser. We have a choice. We have a choice. Father, we just thank You, Lord. I ask, Father, that You quicken our hearts, and we do this on a daily basis. We do it on a daily basis, Father God, and we're going to see freedom. You are preparing us for freedom, Father God. You're preparing our hearts and our families and our homes, Father. You want to see us walk out of the trap that we're in, the pit that we're in. And one way we can do that is we're beginning to build a testimony and a witness before the throne, before the courts of ourselves. And see, the angels then are released to take that word, that declaration, that testimony, that witness that you're witnessing before the courts. And then the angels will take that and act upon it and perform it. And what does the word say? It won't return back to the Father void, but will accomplish whereunto it's been sent. So remember these things. Remember these things. Make a declaration. Witness on your behalf daily. Man, when you get out, when you're getting ready for work or whatever you're doing, just witness, testify on your own behalf daily. Witness on your own behalf. And if you're having a problem in your marriage for your spouse, and your spouse is giving you a heck or whatever is going on, and you're hearing the accusation and you're wanting to get in agreement with it, just start speaking. But if there's not some declarations in these books or whatever, if you don't have them, get in the Word and find something that the Word says that you want to see in this person's life. You want, and it's not witchcraft that you're practicing there. You're speaking the Word of God over them. You're speaking the Word over them. And build a new witness and a new testimony for them on their behalf and for yourself. Praise God. We're going to see some stuff changing and happening. I mean, people that have been walking through some stuff for a long time. See, we're not warring. It's not a battlefield like we've been taught. It's a courtroom. We go into the courtroom to fight. And then, when we get the verdict, then we take our declaration out into the battlefield and we fight with that verdict. We have a right to go out then, and we'll win the battle then. We don't go out and try to win the battle when we don't have the verdict from the courtroom, when we don't have the document that says we will win, then it's a losing battle. But we go before the courts first, and we get the paperwork that we need to go out and win the battle. Praise God. So we fight in court first, and we win in court, then we go out with our winning declaration, our winning verdict. Father, I just thank You for this evening. I thank You for Your word. I thank You, Father God.